Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, I know that many people in South Africa are still reflecting on the outcomes of the recent elections, as well as this notion of the government of national unity on what its formation would look like. And we are all following the statements and posts on various social media by various political party leaders to get a sense of their thinking around this aspect. And I hope that in the coming days and weeks, we will have a clearer sense about where the country is going with regards to the formation of the government. But in the midst of all of that, life must go on and various institutions must continue with their work. And one of those institutions is an important one, Statistics South Africa, that's STATSSA. And last week, they released important data, which is the economic performance of South Africa in the first quarter of 2024. Now, I won't reflect on the entire GDP performance on the country, but I want to zoom in on a subject of our podcast, which is the agricultural sector. Before framing the first quarter of this year, I have to go back to 2023. Because in one of the segments that we recorded, we talked about the underperformance of South Africa's agriculture in 2023. This was after STATSSA released data saying the agricultural economy or the agricultural gross value added contracted by 12.2% year-on-year in 2023. Now, that was a huge drop. We're all concerned and looked at those numbers. But I was delighted this past week when STATSSA came out and revised that figure to a contraction of about 4.8% year-on-year in 2023. So the key message there is that our agricultural economy in 2023 did not actually contract with a huge figure of 12.2, but rather by 4.8. And yes, this is quite a huge margin that STATSSA has revised here on this number. Usually, we would see the margins of revision quite minor, but this one was quite huge. But it shows then that perhaps maybe there were certain things that were not fully accounted when looking at that data, and STATSSA has since reflected on that, and they've come out with that figure. The other important thing about this revised figure is that it is actually roughly in line with the market expectations, as well as various researchers. I mean, our friends at BFAP, that's the Bureau for Food and Agricultural Policy, had come up soon earlier last year saying, look, we think the South African agricultural economy would contract by somewhere around about 4 to 6%. And this 4.8% is exactly within their range of some of the expectations that they had put up in the market. Part of the story last year was, of course, the animal diseases in the cattle industry, where foot and mouth disease had actually caused major impact. We also had a problem of the avian influenza in the poultry sector. And in a pig industry, there were still tail end effects of the African swine fever. Now, appreciating that the South African economy, roughly 48% of it is livestock, cattle, which is cattle, poultry, as well as piggery and other small stock. That's the almost half of the South African agricultural economy. In a way, you can say half of the South African agricultural economy is livestock and poultry. On livestock, you include cattle industry, you include sheep farming, goat farming, all of the stocks you include there. So if there are animal diseases that are affecting that particular segment, then that means that in the fortunes of the agricultural economy, when you are accounting for that, it's quite a substantive figure. But to see the numbers being revised in this way is a positive thing that delights us, and it brings us back to the market expectations of last year. But that's the historical basis. But what did STATSSA say then about the first quarter of this year? The first quarter of this year, agriculture grew robustly by 13.5% quarter on quarter, seasonally adjusted figures. Now, we don't think that on these figures there will be another revision as huge as what you've seen in 2023 figures, because this also is in line with what many people in the market have been expecting, including ourselves. There are a number of factors behind this. The first one is, of course, the base effects, because you are coming from a low performance in the last quarter of 2023. So that boosts you in here. That's the first part. The second part is that The animal diseases that I just talked about, the foot and mouth disease in cattle industry, African swine fever in pig industry, as well as avian influenza in the poultry sector, they are all at the tail end at this point. We see industries recovering. Of course, that doesn't mean that the businesses are back fully to where they were before these animal diseases. But I think when you're looking at the entire subsector performance of the livestock and poultry, it is clear that it is bouncing back in volumes to the levels that we saw before the harsh impact of these diseases. The third aspect that has boosted the agricultural performance is, of course, the excellent harvest in horticulture. That's your fruit and vegetables. And now someone may ask and say, how are you reconciling the issue of good performance in horticulture? Yet, Wandile, you were the one telling us that there was a midsummer drought. And indeed, South Africa struggled with the midsummer drought. But what we have to remember when we're thinking about the horticulture is that all of our fruit and vegetables of South Africa is under irrigation. That means then the healthy dam levels on the backdrop of good rainfall over the past years and even excellent rains at the start of the season up until the end of January, they had improved dam levels, allowing then farmers to be able to irrigate their fruits and irrigate their vegetables, which is why we ended up with a robust harvest. And I guess one has to also underscore the fact that load shedding or power outages, which were a major issue in the previous season, this time around were not as difficult. We actually saw fairly smooth or better levels of load shedding to an extent, allowing the sector to actually be able to perform well and the farmers to continue to irrigate. So lighter load shedding for much of this year. And of course, I'm speaking and recording this podcast at a time where we've gone over a month without load shedding. But the point is, we're still seeing various stages of load shedding in February and March, and we have been able to actually, those stages of load shedding were mild, and we have been able to actually irrigate and get this good crop. So those are the major three factors or catalysts for that good performance in the first quarter. The base effects, the robust harvest in the horticulture industry subsector, as well as an improvement that we see in the livestock and the poultry businesses. So that's the catalyst behind that excellent performance in the first quarter of this year. Now, the story of midsummer drought is important because we saw this midsummer drought from February all the way to the end of March. This is where summer crops took a beating. Farmers had planted more area this year compared to the previous season. I'm talking now the 2023-24 season compared to the 2022-23 season. They planted that because although they knew that we were transitioning in El Nino, which is usually dry in Southern Africa, but what we were reading from the weather forecasters was that that El Nino may actually only intensify from around about end of March going into April. And the thinking was that perhaps from February through March, the crop would pollinate while we're still getting good rainfall and grain formation would happen. And as it begins to be hot from March going into April, at the time the crop would have already been needing the warmer temperatures so that it continues to mature. But what we saw was that it actually became dry 2 months earlier than what the estimates that many of us were looking at were saying. As a result of that, there were major crop failures across South Africa. If you look at the expectations of total grains and the oilseeds for the 2023-24 season, the harvest is down 21% year-on-year, estimated at 15.9 million tons. Now, this encompasses maize, soybeans, sunflower, groundnuts, sorghum, you name it. Those are the summer grains in South Africa. And of course, if I were to highlight maize, we're expecting out of that 15.9 million tons, maize is about 13.3 million tons of that. Also down significantly from the previous season. But I think the important thing is that our maize crop will still be able to meet our domestic needs of 12 million tons, although we may see imports here now in some other regions. But then the next question would be, will this be important? What will be the effect of this, the performance of the sector for March of the year? I think we didn't see this mirrored on how the sector performed in the first quarter, But certainly when we transition to the second quarter and the third quarter, which is where grain harvesting happens, you may actually see the impact of these dry weather conditions, thus leading to a situation where there's some level of underperformance in the agricultural economy in the second and third quarter. If it's not underperformance, it will be a muted performance because of this sharp contraction in the harvest. So a good start, perhaps next two quarters, a bit mild in their performance and somewhat picking up again towards the end of this year. That's the curve that we are seeing in how the agriculture, quarter to quarter, the agricultural economy will perform. But overall, when one look at the figures that we have, especially at this current moment where there's a sense of pessimism in some corners of the society, this is good news, which is why I thought it's important that we actually do a segment focused and reflecting on how the agricultural sector performed in the start of this year. An excellent performance of an expansion of 13.5% quarter on quarter seasonal adjusted in the agricultural gross value added for the first quarter of 2024. Now, folks, I will discuss some of the other aspects that are important in the sector in the next segment. And I think for this particular segment, we should end it there. My name is Wandi Lesihlobo. I am an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. You can read a bit about some of our work in my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. Follow me on socials, Wandi Lesihlobo, across all socials, and follow us at Mkokeli Podcasts on social. And we'll come back in the following week with some of the information. And if you want to read some of the things that we do, in our website, www.agbiz.co.za, that's the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa. Thank you for listening.